Welcome to Real Talk Sundays, the podcast for the birthday girl by the birthday girl, because some bitches have birthdays. Me, I'm some bitches. I have a birthday. Actually, as you were listening to this, my birthday will have already happened. So we're coming to you in the past, in the future, with this message. But before we get started, this is a birthday edition about me.
All about you.
It's all about me, because I'm selfish, especially on my birthday. And the thing I love about my birthday is a week after Mother's Day, because I get extra presents. It's like, yeah, it's magical. It's great. It's a lot of bugs, but I love it. And I always remember growing up, my birthday was always, you know, in May, but with Idaho weather, you didn't know if it was going to be a fly ass like pool party weather like today, or if it was going to be busted ass rain weather like tomorrow. And you're just like, fuck. So you send out all your invites. You hope for the best. But this year I didn't have to share my birthday. Well, yeah, I mean, kind of. I'm sharing it with my dead grandmother, actually, because her and I have the same birthday and it's her funeral on my birthday. So I'm going down with my family and it's going to be super fun. We're going to have a great time. Hopefully go to Knott's Berry Farm. I don't know.
Really?
My brother called me and was like, hey, what are we doing for your birthday? I was like, hello? Nothing. We're going to Nana's funeral. And he's like, well, yeah, after. I didn't think about it. So hopefully we go to Knott's Berry Farm.
You should go to Knott's Berry Farm. The kids will love that.
I would love to just fuck around at Knott's Berry Farm. That sounds so fun, honestly. But together for this birthday edition. Oh, before we do that. For my birthday, I want everybody to go buy swag at our swag store.
Yes.
If you support me in small businesses. Just head to our website, realtalksundays.com, and our store is linked in there, and just fucking, you know, buy me some shit for my birthday.
We bought our own merch.
So. I know, we buy our merch. But no, yeah. Just some swag if you you know, show the love, show the support. Show yourself saying something real while wearing your sweater. Or not. We have phone cases too. Val just got one.
Phone case, hats, all the things.
It'll be fun. I'm excited to show up next time and have like all of our swag on. Real talk, sending a fucking bumper across my mouth. But yeah, super, super excited about all that shit. But for this segment, we're going to do, because I'm turning 33. I know it's disgusting. I know. How old are you, Val?
I'm 34.
Going on
35.
How was 33, though? How was your 33?
I don't really remember it.
Well, I have a lot to look forward to. I'm super excited about it. It's going to be a big year for me. And I put together 33 things. And it's just 33 things. And then Val's going to ask me some, I always ask her profound questions on her birthday.
I have good ones.
Make her think. So she's going to try to return the favor and give me some good quality love-making questions. We're going to see how I do. I think the more I get into this, the deeper this dab's going to hit me. And I don't think the answers are going to be good. So we're going to see. But I think for right now, let's
should we do the questions first? And ooh, then you list the 33 things because they're kind of funny. Right.
Such a lesbian fashion. She wants just foreplay before we get started. Ugh, that sounds lovely. You're let's right. talk.
Okay. Are you ready?
Hold on.
This one's not about age, but I think it's a good one. When do you feel the most confident?
When do I feel the most confident? When I've had a fucking spray tan, apparently.
Ooh, ain't that the
bitch. There's something we were just talking about.
You
there's
look
something
so good.
There's just something a tan does for you. I was like, bitch, it's like putting in extensions. You're just like, get the fuck, no one can fucking touch me. Like, it feels amazing. I would say, yeah, when you are prepped like we were for Vegas, I was, yeah, my nails were done. My hair was done. I had great makeup, a cute new outfit, and a spray tan. Like, when I've actually partaken in self-care, I feel great. So
that's the answer.
When I am my most confident after I've partaken in several self-care investments.
Okay, next. What is your favorite age to be so far?
What is my favorite age so far? Ooh. I would say I have to pick like a year. Mm-hmm. Oh, my favorite. Damn, that's rough. That's a toughie because there's a bunch of good years for different reasons. But overall,
you can only choose one.
Okay. I want something like super amazing and profound. My knee jerk was like, oh, definitely like 26 was great. It was like, I think my best body, my best, like, as far as like momentum was going, I just, you know, had a lot and I really enjoyed the freedom, the flexibility. A lot of the boss ass shit that I was doing was super fun. The autonomy. And, I just liked, I really enjoyed that. But like turning 30 was fucking revolutionary. It was crazy. 30, just a lot of real shit hit me for sure.
So we're going to go with 26.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Or we'll edit out this answer entirely because it feels the wrong one, no matter what I pick, you know?
What is the worst age?
Bro.
That you were.
Fuck the worst age. 29. 29 was the worst.
You were like, I'm going to be 30. Fuck my life.
No, I just had a lot of shit going. Don't get me wrong. Like 31 blew dicks. Mm-hmm. 31 was a rough fucking year, man. But it was 2021. It was COVID. But my year sucked. Not because of COVID. Fuck that. Fuck 29. I go with 31.
Okay.
It's a terrible year. Yeah,
terrible. Was a bad year.
Yeah.
I was there.
I wish. No, okay. Nope. Go. Next question, please.
Why do you think birthdays are such a big deal? Where did this come from?
Where did birthdays come from? I will tell you my no cap response to this. Birthdays are a big fucking deal, but for the wrong fucking reason. Because I've given birth to 2 children. And the fact that on their birthdays, we celebrate them like, what birthdays? Like, I'm dropping hundos on this kid's birthday. Some parents are dropping thousands on their kid's birthday.
Yeah, like the huge parties.
And I was like, wait, why is this day not about me? Straight up. It was like, your job was not that hard that day. You know what I fucking did? Everything. I feel like we are not celebrating the right people on birthdays. The first thing I tell people.
How come you're celebrating yourself right now and you're making an episode of your own birthday?
Because.
Instead of congratulating your mom.
Because I do congratulate my mother.
Okay.
So now I also get the entitlement of this aspect of it. Oh. And I'm a mom. So I get to double down on my entitlement here.
And it's good to
but
know.
Like. Every time I'm like, call your fucking mom, dude, call your fucking mom. And those of us who are moms are like, oh my God, we're just so selfless. And we're just giving these banging ass birthdays to these little kids, which they deserve for sure. At the end of the day, I was just like, oh my God, call your moms for like what you did to their body, dude, what you did to their body and their mind. And they're just, they love you. They love you so much. But I think birthdays are celebrated because I honestly, my history side of me is saying it was a wealthy people thing. It was a wealthy people thing to celebrate the birth of like the firstborn son or like.
You're close.
I feel it was like a birthday or like, oh, that done. A rich people thing or a Renaissance thing, you know, like celebrity or like royalty. And also, I think it was a way to like pass coming of age royalties down. Does that make sense? Like, oh, he's 18 now. He's eligible to be king. And like, we're going to go ahead and do that. That's my guess.
So it's Egypt, the Egyptians, and the pharaohs.
That was close.
Yeah, no, you royalty. I mean, pharaohs were royalty at that point. But yeah, it was from the pharaohs, and they were celebrating him as a god because he was born, right?
Who?
And then I didn't get that far. Where's the other screen? I can tell you. Anyways, it was the Egyptians.
Ooh.
So.
They're brilliant people.
What age are you most scared to be?
Mm. 60 something. Because like, I'm 30 something. So it's the exact length of life that I've lived doubled. You know what I mean? And like statistics just show you don't live that long anymore. 82 or 80 something. So and just like, that fear of like, I hope I've accomplished what at least I wanted to. And I've lived a full life because it's almost over. Doesn't mean it is over. I'm not saying if you're 60, give up. I'm just saying like,
you just
lived
a
full life, bro. You better made it worth it.
What did you do?
What'd you do?
How old do you currently feel right now?
I still definitely feel in my late 20s sometimes. Mm-hmm. I feel like when I show up and when I look good, especially when I'm around high schoolers, they're always like, what? You're so young. I'm like, bitch, I know. No cap. Like, on God.
Age ain't nothing but a number.
I tell them this. I say, bitch, sunscreen. That's it.
Yeah, that's true.
You want to know the fucking secret sauce? Sunscreen. Anyways, yeah, I definitely feel 28, 29 mm-hmm. sometimes.
Do you have any regrets in this past year?
In this past year?
Yeah.
No regrets. No regrets. Do I have any regrets this last year? Ooh, I don't like to think in the negative.
I know, but.
But that's a good question. It's the one that's got me thinking. That's thought provoking, Val. What time was it last year?
Can I predict what you might think?
I don't even remember what fucking happened in the last year. I know, but I have an idea
that I would think would be a regret for you, but maybe it's not.
What?
Well, I know you so well that
the fact that you can remember my last year is blasphemy.
That you should have put your house for sale sooner than you did.
Ooh, yep. I waited too long to put my house up for sale. Yeah, and I missed my first window. And so now I'm waiting for my second window. I would concur. I'm going to go with that one because I don't fucking remember, dude. I was like, how was I sleeping? Was I sleeping?
And then the next one, the last one is, where do you see yourself in the next year?
In the next year, I definitely see myself more of a nomad, traveling more, just living a very simple life that's a little more chaotic. I don't know. I think at this point in time, I'm going to be living more of a, I guess nomadic has a wrong tendency, but a very transient style life. Very low key, but doing a lot more fun things.
And spending time with your kids.
And spending so much fucking time. My kids are going to just be like, what? You don't have to go to work? And I'm going to be like, not today, motherfuckers. And not tomorrow or the day after or the day after.
Why are you trying to sound like Martin Luther King Jr.? Right?
Inspiring. No, I was going more wrestler, like, you know, well, Randy Savage. It didn't
sound like Martin Luther King to me.
And another thing. That's more the route I was going, but thank you for thinking I'm that inspirational. Fucking MLK. Okay. Yeah, I know. I'm excited to spend a lot of time with them motherfuckers, to teach them, to play with them, to hopefully they like roller coasters, that whole nine. Like, I'm excited for family time. And I saw the saddest fucking thing today. It was on TikTok and it was like, on average, parents spend 35 minutes.
I saw that on Instagram.
Did you see that? 35 minutes with their kids. She's like, after baths are done, after dinner is done, after beds are made, all that shit. 35, like, quality, you know, undivided minutes. And I was like, bitch, I look at Brandon. I was like, only 35 minutes? Like, what the fuck? We've been with our kids, both of us together, so long, making it fucking work by any means necessary. Like 35 minutes. Those motherfuckers don't even let me leave the house. Where are you going? When are you going to come back? When are you coming back? I'm like, baby boy, I'm just leaving for 30 minutes. Like the amount of time like that they get with us undivided is such a fucking blessing. Like the amount of gratitude, I'm like, holy shit, B, we get to be at home with our kids all fucking day.
Yeah, that's
this is so fun.
Yeah, that's not what everyone gets to do.
Don't get me wrong, there are days when me and Brandon look at each other and we're like, wow, we need a vacation. Mm-hmm. Or like, and my parents help us out a lot.
Oh yeah,
and it's still so much. It's fucking crazy awesome. And those kids are gonna be like, I'm just excited for them to realize that Brandon and I are really amazing parents. Can't wait till they're older to be like, hey, me and your dad fucking kicked ass, bro. Yeah. Like, you're fucking welcome.
We didn't work full-time jobs. We were home with you.
Give him one of these.
Your friends
be like, see how you didn't flinch? It's because we fucking love you. Yeah. Okay. I'd be flinching like a motherfucker. Like, no, we love you. So yeah, I think that.
Awesome.
Is my answer.
I love it.
Those are your questions. Thank you so much.
I thought they were good.
Oh, they were great too. I didn't know some of them, but I don't know. It's hard to reflect, but I guess you should do it more often. So is my therapist. Yada, yada, yada.
Blah, blah, blah.
I have a bunch of other exercises I have to do too, but here we are. Let's continue this podcast. I entitled this 33 Things. Some, they're just random thoughts that I have sometimes, or also like shit catchphrases that I say and like some repeats of what we've already done on this fucking podcast. But here we are. Take this shit with a grain of salt, because this is my brain and not yours. So whatever comes out of it is mine. But the first one, this is no particular order. It was literally just as shit was coming to me. I've gone on this rant several times before. You are not your thoughts. So if someone disagrees with you or doesn't like your idea or align with your belief, don't take it personally, because you are not your ideas or your beliefs. You are a higher self. And so that's, I think, the hard part I get with other people is when I say, I don't like that idea, they think I say, I don't like you. And you need to learn how to access your higher self and separate that. And I think that will be the salvation to our ignorance. And thank you. I should be Miss America. That's how I feel.
World peace.
harsher punishments for parole violators, Bob. That's another movie quote, dude. My fucking, we decided 69% of my humor is fucking movie quotes.
Did and you just 69 for
absolutely. Oh. That's also how my brain works, dude. But if you know that movie, cool. It's Miss Congeniality.
That's what I was thinking it was, but I don't remember her saying
yeah,
that.
Yeah, everyone's like, world peace. And she's like, harsher punishment for parole violators. And I was like, oh, please, God, no. Don't make your entire personality based around anything but yourself. Like being a boy mom, or my husband is a lineman, or my husband is a police officer. And you just have these women who completely embody like the status of their spouse or like a title that they hold. And it's not who they are. It's not their personality. Like, no, stop it. It's ick. It's ick. And you're better than that. And you have your own personality. So fucking use it. Travel. Period. Don't trust the government. Ain't I said,
that the truth?
It's like when you hit young adulthood and you finally see your parents as fellow human beings who are just like you. And so you just take them down a peg or two on your shrine. That's how I feel about the government. When you're growing up, you're like, government's great. And then the older you get, you're like, wait. And then the older you get, you're like, wait. And so that's how I feel. Go to counseling. That's another one. Period.
Get a therapist.
Get a therapist. Shout out to you, Cam the Man.
Anyone that wants to sponsor us with some ads for a therapist, we'd say it.
For sure.
We'd say it.
Being a parent, a mother, is the most exhausting, difficult, insane, tiring, rewarding, beautiful, proud, fulfilling thing you can do. If someone doesn't want to do it, oh fucking K. I've never scorned or judged someone for saying... for being like, yeah, I'm just not going to climb Mount Everest. It's just not something I want to do. I've never been like, really? Why wouldn't you want to do that? Like, and kids are like the emotional Mount Everest. And I'm just like, I'm always baffled why people still, why there even is that tinge of like, why aren't you having kids?
How come you guys aren't pregnant yet?
I'm fucking sorry. Like, shut the fuck up. That's all. I just get so upset about that one. And it's like the first summit of Everest is, yeah, uncovering your own wounds in childhood and fucking traumas. And, you know, I thought the first fucking summit was breastfeeding. No, bitch, you got to do that along the way. You got to do that for the first summit. So get off the fucking asses of your friends or your people who are not having kids or honestly want to have kids later in life. Get the fuck off their asses. None of your business. Okay. Monogamy is a hoax. Which brings me to my next point. Monogamy is a hoax. It's really... like at the end of the day, yeah, again, we have a whole episode on that. We all know how I feel about that. It's really just about how men didn't want women to sleep around. They wanted them to be monogamous. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. Men are not.
I can agree with you on that.
Yeah, that's facts though. Yeah. Like you can always, it's crazy shit. I don't know what number this is, but money is like recreational drugs. It magnifies what you already have and what you're already feeling. So if you're a dirty, grimy, picky asshole who's having a bad day, you get a lot of money, you're going to be a dirty, grimy, picky little asshole when you have a lot of money. And same thing on a buttload of mushrooms. You're just not going to have a good trip. So just don't. Just magnifies what you already have. When it comes to food, music, and sex, always try it once. See if you like it. You will like it. You will ask for it. Make yourself happy in this human experience. That is one that I think we are all learning, because I truly feel that we're having a human experience. That's my belief on all of this. And we make a lot of decisions for other people. And honestly, you're going to die soon. So like,
life is short. Live fast, die last.
Fucking, you're going to die soon. Honestly, if you don't start serving yourself, that's going to suck for you. I'll let you know how my end's going, though. It's just hard because you try to unapologetically serve yourself and you get criticized. But here's my two cents on this. Look at all the fucking people who are living their best life and look at how they're ostracized and look at how people are always going like, oh, them. It's because all those fucking haters are judging them because they could never have that life. The amount mm-hmm. of sacrifice that that person also had to make, but different ones that didn't fit into status quo, that didn't fit into how things are supposed to go. Like, they have their own set of, you know, criticism and shit to do. And all those people fucking hating on them are just sad bitches. Mm-hmm. You know, like, damn. Make yourself happy. Haters gonna hate, dude. Fucking fuck them. Fuck them in the ass. Maybe not, but, I mean, you can't.
Consensually.
I mean, I guess. I'm just kidding. I'm coming back to this one, even though you just heard this. If you didn't hear this on the other episode, you heard it here first. Embody the lucky girl, lucky boy mentality. I'm telling you, this is so important. I'm going to say it twice. And I actually wrote down the neuroscience on this. But the neuroscience, you know, there's the back of the brain called the reticular activating system, or the RAS. It sorts out all of the information that comes to your brain, which is like 11 million pieces of info every moment. And you process 26 of those. So your brain is like a high res filter, dude. It's just like, nope. And so when the RAS only functions when you're awake, like when you're, you know, conscious. And so when you wake up, it's basically like, all right, what are we filtering today? What are we looking for today? And it's like, okay, well, my house is for sale. So every time I drive by a house that's for sale, that's what I'm going to see. And I'm like, wow, there's a lot of houses for sale. No, this works also with lucky girl and lucky boy mm-hmm. mentality, which is, we're just going to focus on how abundance finds me and how everything just, you know, kind of lays out in front of me and how, I don't know, I'm really lucky and I'm open to receiving. And it's really great how things just align for me. And you have to think in the positives and not the negatives, because your brain doesn't, you know, understand negatives. It's like, I don't want to, you know, have bad luck happen. It's going to have bad luck happen. It's, you know, mm-hmm. it's going to read only the positive. But after a while, you don't just have to work at it. Like, it automatically just comes. Like, it's like, oh yeah, I'm that because I'm super lucky. It's just what it is. It just kind of finds me. And it will change your fucking life. And like, I used to do it a lot growing up. And I've stepped away from it. But even going back to Vegas, and like, Brandon was just like, you're fucking on. And I'm like, I'm just really lucky. It's weird. The numbers just hit the way they want them to. And they do. And
it's annoying.
It just flips, dude. Fucking try it. It's so delicious. Or don't, save some for me. But here's one I practiced today. Say sorry when you're wrong.
Ooh.
I've lost a lot of love and time with people that I love through my pride. Say sorry when you're wrong. Just eat it. Serve the youth and the elderly in your life, like as much as you can. I wrote originally was like, be a bus driver. I was like, no, don't do that. It's not for everybody. But at one point in your life, you need to serve the elderly and you need to serve the youth. And it just blows my mind how a lot of people are out of touch with those generations. How, like, I don't care if you've never had kids, you never want to have kids, you hate kids even, you still need, they're a part of our society. And honestly, it will humble you being in their presence. Like, same thing with elderly. The elderly gives you this unreal, deep lying appreciation for your health, for your youth, the fact that you can just get up and go meet up with your friends for a beer if you fucking wanted to. Like, oh, it humbles you for sure. And so does being around little kids. They'll be like, you're old. Or like, you look old. Like what Natalie said to me when I got a sweet tan. It's fine. It's not her name, but she said I looked old. And listen to your gut. Sit with it. And then I said, speaking of your gut, your microbiome. I'm just now learning about this. But I had an ex who was all about like gut health, and I'm going through my own gut health journey. Your microbiome in your gut is your first brain. It feeds your brain, feeds your second brain, which is your actual brain. And it literally is like the route to living longer, to feeling better, to doing everything. And I need to get on that. But the microbiome, Google it. It's fucking fantastic. It's fantastic. I got this quote from fucking Michael J. Fox, dude. Not from fucking him, but from fucking Michael James Fox. He's fantastic. I highly recommend him as like, I don't know, just someone to, I kind of slept on him as like a person I should idolize.
Right.
But he's fantastic. And he said, with gratitude, optimism is sustainable.
I saw that clip.
And yeah. And I hope people see that too, because that shit rocked me, because I've been doing a lot of gratitude more than I think I've ever done in my life, especially doing the writer of the week and giving gratitude back to my kids. That's been an interesting exercise for me that I've stayed consistent with. And for me, like, gratitude changes some shit. Like, it's definitely a healer for sure. So I highly recommend it. It's your social obligation to protect children the moment you are able to do so.
So if you have kids like
9 years old, you need to teach them, anybody younger than you, you need to look the fuck out for, and you need to call for help, and you need to go get it, and you need to be loud and all that shit. But like, our society needs to protect our kids like fucking Japan does. This shit's insane. And it just needs to be better. Always have a ready to go karaoke song in your back pocket. Something that's actually treated me really, really well. And it's part of that lucky girl. If you're a lucky girl, karaoke is just going to be in your life. And you have to be ready. It's better to have an opportunity and not be prepared, or something like that. No, be prepared and not have an opportunity than have an opportunity and not be prepared. Being normal is boring as fuck. So when you find something about yourself that is out of the ordinary, own it, explore it, exacerbate it, fucking be it, bitch. Because fucking, yeah, being normal is just stupid. explore your vagina, like, so much. In all aspects, all of it. Yes, sexually. One of
those little mirrors. And-
mm-hmm. I'm serious, dude. Just like, do yourself a favor. Fall in love with your vagina and get a real fucking appreciation for it, because it's a powerhouse and it's amazing. And you should look at it. Learn to love being by yourself, and everything else will follow. You will love everything else. You know, if you just start with yourself first, it's fine. It's okay not to know, or to not have a definition or a reason or an explanation. And that's the thing about human beings, is sometimes, especially the human race always has to fucking make a definition or some sort of tautology for some bullshit. And it's like, it doesn't always have to have an explanation. And they'll even tell you, like, here's the explanation. And then they'll silently go work on it while everybody's out of their business. And then 10 years later, they'll be like, oh, we actually came out with the truth. And you're like, wait, what? We thought that was... And that's how I feel about COVID. But that's what I feel. And so it's like, all right, cool. It's okay not to know or not have a definition, especially when it comes to shit in your life. I saw this one also on TikTok, and I was like, I wrote this one down, actually. The difference between a hero and a villain is how they respond to pain, according to Donald Miller. A villain says, I was hurt, so I'm going to hurt everybody else. Mm-hmm. And a hero says, I was hurt, so I'm going to make sure it never happens to anybody else. And it's just about how they respond to it. And it was really profound in such a crazy way, because you're like, fuck it. Dan Miller was even saying, like, all heroes and villains are all orphans. Like, all of them have some tragic backstory, a fucking scar in their face, mm-hmm. a limp leg, right? They have a similar tragic, traumatic backstory like heroes. It's how they, the split screens when they respond to it. And I was like, that's really good. I'm gonna write that down.
That is a good one. I like that.
Sleep is really fucking important. Don't underestimate the value of sleep. Don't sleep on sleep. Mm-hmm. That's why Val and I are gonna live for like 100.
That's like when you see those videos, they're like, I wake up at 4:30 a.m. and I do the gym, this, and I go blah, blah. I only need 4 hours of sleep. Fuck that. Mm-hmm. You men can think you only need 4 hours of sleep.
No,
not us.
No, women literally statistically, like, biologically need more sleep. It's our hormonal code. Like, we need at least 8 to 9 hours. Men can survive on like 7 to 8. 6 is cutting it low, but like, we just need more. Sorry about it.
If I go to bed at 9 plus 3, I get 10 hours.
Yeah,
of sleep.
You good, girl.
I'm good.
That's a lot of sleep for you.
We are gonna live long because of that.
I fucking sleep.
Well, I should probably stop drinking alcohol. It might even out for me.
Prove that. No. Stop making excuses for ignorance, racism, misogyny, discrimination, homophobia, transphobia, anti-Semitism, all that shit. Stop fucking making excuses for it. You have no excuse. We are in the era of knowledge. It is literally at our fucking fingertips. The more knowledge we will ever have instantaneously. You have no excuse. Choosing to be ignorant, I can't. No, fucking talk to me, or talk to me and let's eat it. I don't know. But dedicate a little bit of you to be like Drew Afuelo, which I really love her. Go find her on TikTok and you'll know what I'm talking about. I'll leave that as a little. She also has a podcast. Mark my words, one day I'm going to come meet you, bitch. I'm going to meet you. We're going to hang out. It's going to be great. I just wish I had a friend like her when I was growing up, or somebody to look up to in my life that was like iconic, that was like, don't ever let anybody make you feel like shit. And if they do, let's eat them up. Like, she is this no fear boss ass fucking hang them to dry. Go, you know, she's the girl you pick as your sniper. She's like, we want her on our team. You know what I mean? Like, when you're picking teams, you want her on your team. And I just really have so much bad respect for her. And then my last couple ones are like, the universe responds to your frequency. It does not recognize anything like needs, wants, or blah, blah, blah. It only understands your vibe, like your frequency. So what vibration you put out is what will be responded to, and all the things that support that vibration, you know, that vibration is just what it is. It's facts. So put out the good vibes. Always put out the vibes. It's always good vibes. And then the American school system's a scam. Provides fake education. Just Google Rockefeller. That'll take care of that for you. Perfection is the Achilles heel of happiness, because it absolutely is. And marketing, come to find out. If you can't laugh, you can't heal. shut the fuck up when you're talking to the police. Don't give them any information. Ever. At all. Except for I need to talk to my lawyer. And am I being detained? People love to the level that they love themselves. Communicate to the level of their self-awareness. And behave to the level of their healed trauma. That's by Quinlan Walder. And that is literally so hard the truth. One of the best things I think I can teach my kids. But this one with stars. At least once in your life, fuck a felon or like a hot ass homeless guy or like some sort of nomad. Because, I mean, there's really, if you think about it, there's really no lay. Like a guy who needs a place to stay. Like, it's like, okay. Like, oh, they hungry. They go,
yes. They gonna fuck you to put you to sleep. So they're like, oh, we got at least 6 to 8 hours. Like, oh my God, dude. There's something about it. It's a good time. You gotta wear protection though, big time.
Yeah, because STDs.
Oh, I was like, that film's get you pregnant. Oh, like, it will absolutely
that too.
It will absolutely happen. But yeah, no STDs for sure. But just do it. Just try it. If the opportunity falls, I don't think that works for like guys. Don't fuck a chick felon. I don't speak on those. I speak on the other way. I'll let you know if it changes. But that's the only way I know.
Is that the last one?
And that's my 33 things.
Wow, that was great.
Thank you for sticking with me through all that. I feel like it was a story. Yeah, it was my first half a chapter of my next book.
Yeah.
Which will be available at our swag store. Go check it out. It's my ebook called 33 Things.
Chapter one. Absolutely. It's a dream.
It's a dream. But no. Any last thoughts on me being 33?
I hope it's a great year for you.
Thank you. Me too. I think I'm due for one.
I
think I'm due for a good year.
I hope that you get what you want out of these next few years and selling your house and all that, even though I don't agree with it.
I know.
Real talk Sundays.
No, that's not my
She already knows that. But I just hope you find the happiness you're looking for. That would be crazy.
I'd be like, hey, neighbor.
It would be a lower mortgage.
Bro, no.
Yeah, I just hope you find your happiness. And if that's being a minimalist and doing all these things, that's fine. Because it's your life.
It's my life.
Not mine.
And that concludes Real Talk Sunday.
Happy birthday!
Oh my God, thank you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Me.
Panda Bear.
That's me. Happy birthday
to you.
To me. Can't you see? I'm very excited for this. Thank you so much. 33 is going to be great. I don't know yet. It's going to be pretty good.
I think it's being a good year.
I don't know. I fucking checked in with the vibes and that's all.
I think you're gonna get famous this year.
Oh fuck, dude. That's a big thing to put out there. Should I start a dream board or what do they call those?
Just put the energy out. Why do you need a dream board?
That's my vibe.
Why do you waste paper like that?
My fucking vibe is my energy board or whatever, and I don't want to kill a tree with my fucking magazine cutouts. Why are they still selling magazines anyways? But your artist of the week, your song of the week, before we go on another fucking tangent about the environment, that wasn't even on anyway. Save the environment. That's my off the list list. 34 things. Save the environment.
Recycle. Peace, love, recycle. That's pretty what much. Mel says all the time.
Your artist, this is actually, anything this guy touches is pretty cool. I feel like I say that about every artist, but this is
Dylan Ponders. The song is Apollo 18, which is one of his new releases.
And it's a banger. Are kids still saying that?
There's also a song called Planet Ponders, which is also fire. I recommend you go listen to that. But enjoy Dylan Ponders' Apollo 18.
I don't even know who you are. Smoked 3 blunts in the car. Drank too much at the bar. Let her handshakes from the fake. Know who you are. Smoke 3 blunts in the car. Drink too much at the bar. Let her handshakes from the fake. All of my exes gotta move on. Killing the rapper, they the one that you mourn. Never really fucked with a man in uniform. Finna look him in his eyes like, how do you conform? I'm a fucking unicorn, working every night, all night until the morn. Whole lot of people waiting for me to perform. Devil's in charge, look close and see the horns. I know that nigga got plans for all the mans. I just hope he understands his plans, don't stand a chance. Laying in the sand, my hands are full of sands. I began to resent the times that I repent. Me and my mans make one hell of a band. Traveled unknown lands, the shrooms inside a tent. Weed in my hands, as blunt as an event. Fame growing every day, still I remain zen. When you die, no one remembers what you bought. All the cars that you drove, all the followers you got. They remember who you are, not who you try to be. Niggas always selling out, man, it's suicide to me. Everybody got a mark, up to you to find the beach. There's a hidden paradise, up to you to find the beach. Doors open every day, up to you to find the key. You can do what you wanna, hoping you can find the shit. Life's a goddamn movie, hope you make the final scene. Jean-Claude Van Damme, how I rearrange the team. Kick the whole lot of niggas out and put them in their place. Bars like rocket launchers equipped with laser beams. Niggas talk a whole lot of shit behind the scene. They just seem kinda pissed and none of them made the team. I start to realize you just wanna see me fail. Very well, you and your clique can burn in hell. Got enough cash to burn a debt. Used to rap for Percocets. Now I rap for a living. Kept it real from the beginning. To the top of my squad and we ain't looking back. I guess it's my fault. Turning my brothers into gods. Say what you want but you can't sit with us. I don't even know who you are. Smoke 3 blunts in the car. Drink too much at the bar. Let her handshakes from the fake. I don't even know who you are. Smoke 3 blunts in the car.